CJ! CJ! Come on! I gotta show you something. It's so cool! It's in my room!
Okay, buddy, but it better not be lame.
Ta-da!
Ew, it's an old burnt rag in a shoebox.
It's a squirrel!
No, it's not. Squirrels have two eyes.
She lost one in the fire.
Is it dead?
No! I'm nursing her back to health! She tells me stories.
Cheese and crackers, buddy. Why does it always have to get weird with you?
And she's a detective.
A squirrel detective?
She solves crimes and saves woodland creatures.
I gotta go.
Her name is Charday.
Weirdo.
Don't worry about her, Charday. How are you feeling?
Kid, I won't lie. I've been better.
I stole a little bit of whiskey from my parents' shelf. I put it in this thimble.
Oh, kid, you're the best. Oh, ow.
Are you ready to tell me what happened? How you got this way?
Yeah, buddy, I am. My name's Charday. I'm a private investigator. I don't get many clients. Don't know if that's more because I'm a woman or a squirrel.
Yes, I know.
Let me do my story, kid.
Sorry.
It was just last Wednesday. I was having my first cup of joe. I had just wrapped up the mystery of the missing mossy marmot. Feeling pretty good about myself. Then there was a knock on my door.
Uh-oh.
The tiniest knock. More of a tap than a knock.
Charday?
Who was it?
It was Freddy Fieldmouse.
There's something wrong in the forest.
Freddy Fieldmouse wasn't right in the brain. When he was young, real young, a rabbit, a real asshole of a rabbit, kept picking him up and bonking him on the head. I felt sorry for Freddy, so I humored him. What seems to be the matter, Freddy?
The woods are in danger.
Who's in danger? Are there some animals in trouble?
No, Charday. The whole of the woods. All of it. Going away.
Freddy, slow down. The woods aren't going anywhere. The woods have always been here. Always will be.
Charday, I had a dream.
Oh. Did you, Freddy? Dreams can be crazy. They don't mean anything.
The trees were gone. The animals gone. The blue sky. The clear water of the stream. All the world as we know it had fled.
But just a dream, little field mouse.
That's what I thought. But Lonesome Ridge has been mighty quiet.
Lonesome Ridge?
It's where the coyotes live. More whiskey, kid. Lonesome Ridge was never quiet. Those bad boys and girls were always kicking up a ruckus.
Not a yip for days.
Freddy, they're probably just sleeping off a bender. You know those crazy dogs love a good time. But if it will make you feel better, we could...
It would make me feel better.
So we go up to Lonesome Ridge. And right away, I knew something wasn't right. Not only were the coyotes gone, everything was gone. They usually had half a dozen couches strewn around for lounging. They had a taste in decor that ran to flashy and always had a lot of glitz hanging in the trees to catch the sunlight. All of that had been cleared away. Not even any empty beer bottles or cigarette butts.
Charday, look!
Someone had spray-painted a message on a rock.
What did it say, Charday?
It said, die, canine trash.
Oh.
Yeah. And lingering over the whole disquieting quiet was an unfamiliar smell. A sharp, cruel odor like a fog of bitter hate hanging in the air.
Charday?
Yeah, Freddy?
There's talk of a lion in our woods, and not a mountain lion, a real lion.
That's bunk, Freddy. A story made up to scare the kiddies. Lions are tropical from Africa. We're a temperate North American forest. Couldn't be a lion here.
Chardet, Lonesome Ridge isn't the only quiet place in the forest.
What are you talking about, kid?
I think something's not right at Sweeney Pond.
Sweeney Pond?
A little out of the way watering hole the queer frogs hung out at. Come on, Freddy, let's go.
Oh, no.
The pond was green, but not the green of spring leaves, or the green of fresh grasses, or the green of your lover's eyes in the moonlight. Not the green of life. This was ugly, unnatural green. And then I saw the paint cans half submerged in the water, smelled turpentine, and noticed the oily sheen and how thick the liquid was. The green was a human green. All around the pond were empty boxes of Morton salt. You don't want to see what salt does to an amphibian skin.
Chardet, ribbit.
It was Mavis Bullfrog. She taught second grade, sang alto in the church choir, and made a mean apple crumble. She had a son who, rumor had it, was worthy of rumors. Mavis, what are you doing here?
I'm looking for my boy, Jack. He hasn't been home in 2 days. I'm sick with worry. This isn't like him.
Mavis, Jack probably just went upstream. Forgot to call. I'm sure he's all right.
No, he's not. He's never coming home, is he? Jack never hurt anybody. He was a good boy, Ribbit. Oh, Lord in heaven, it was the lion, wasn't it?
There is no lion. Freddy!
Yes, Chardet?
Take Mavis home, would you?
Come on, Mrs. Bullfrog. If Chardet says it's gonna be okay, it'll be okay.
Oh, stop saying that. It won't be okay. It'll never be okay again. My Jack is dead. Dead and lying in pieces at the bottom of that foul green pool of filth, Ribbit. I'll never see him again. I'll never hold him. I'll never even get his body back. Oh, Ribbit.
Come on, Mrs. B.
Oh, Ribbit.
Let's get you some toast.
Oh, Ribbit.
With jelly.
What happened then, Chardet?
I checked out the scene. I should have gone straight to the sheriff, but I didn't know who I could trust. That's when I saw the paw prints. Too big. Much too big for any local beast. I had no choice but to follow them into the dark heart of the forest.
Chardet!
It was Arnold Deer.
Turn back. Go home.
I can't, Arn.
Don't say I didn't warn you.
It was strange. It was surreal. It was my woods, but not my woods. Same oaks and elms, but wrong in a way that was hard to pin down. It was... What the hell? It was Casey Crowe and his whole crew. An entire manslaughter of crows just walking on the ground towards me. Casey, what the hell are you doing down here?
He put up nets in the trees. It ain't safe to fly. Ka-ka!
Who? Who is he?
Can't stop. Gotta keep hopping. Ka-ka!
The deeper I went, the worse it got. Bits of feather and fur clinging to the brush. Maybe I saw a tail, or maybe it was just a piece of rope. I ran into Mitzi. An old Siamese. She was a former pet with a taste for the outdoors. She'd fought hard for her freedom and a place in the forest. She was limping and crying.
He said, feral ain't wild. Said no place for my kind in these woods.
Mitzi who?
He took my kittens. Said I could have them back if I... Oh, Charday. He's worse than human.
Onward, pushing deeper and deeper. I started seeing dead animals, piles of them. I didn't look at their faces for fear I'd recognize them and lose my nerve. I'm getting close. I get to the big clearing. There he was, sitting on a blood-soaked throne, a mother effing lion.
You must be the squirrel everybody's been telling me about. I've been waiting for you.
You're a long way from the jungle, big cat.
Not the jungle, savannah.
Really? So your story is that you came all the way from Africa?
Yes.
From the look of you, I guess you hail from some two-bit roadside menagerie. You still have that zoo look in your eyes.
I like you, squirrel. You're good at hiding your fear.
I'm not seeing anything to be afraid of.
I could kill you with a flick of my beautiful tail. You'd be a stain on the forest floor.
So? Squirrel's life ain't that long anyway. One rodent's life is nothing would weigh against the whole of the woods.
You think I'm a monster.
Monster? You've made that word obsolete.
I'm just doing my job. Our purpose in life. The reason we are here. Why we bother to walk, swim, slither, and fly is to impose our will on the world.
Pretty words, Predator.
You do it yourself. When you store up nuts for the cold months, you are but making war on winter.
I suppose that's one way to look at it. But I gotta ask, what's your game, Whiskers?
Fix the landscaping on this joint. These trees are in my way. This is gonna be my new savannah.
And the animals?
The animals are nothing to me. This far north creature's a weak. Too many miles from the equator. I would be doing the world a disservice if I made your lives part of my equation.
So, out of curiosity, because I'm nosy, I gotta ask, how you gonna pull off this triumph of your will? How you taking the trees down? Army of beavers? Gonna grow arms and pick up an axe?
No. Not beaver or termites or axes or chainsaws. I think it'll be fire.
Kind of wet for that.
Oh, I am planning on using an accelerant.
What's that, Charday?
The lion's eyes flicked over to a large shape covered in dirt and branches.
See, humans are a careless species by nature. If they got a lot of something, they leave it laying around. It's shocking what you can nick when their backs are turned.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Buddy, that half-hidden mysterious object was a big rig truck full of gasoline.
Oh, no!
Oh, yes. Come on, Lion, that's a lot of animals you're planning on murdering.
You got no right to judge me, squirrel.
What happened next was a blur. I didn't see who grabbed me. Some of the animals had joined him in the hopes of being spared. I was tied to a stake. The big guy started laughing. And then the whole world went up in flames.
But you made it out?
Yeah, buddy.
How?
I don't know. The ropes must have burned away. I don't remember much else until you found me, picked up my charred body and put it in this box, brought me here.
It's okay, Chardet. You're safe. I'm gonna take care of you. You can stay here the rest of your life.
Stay? Here? Aw, buddy, listen, I will always be grateful. I owe you everything, but my place isn't here.
What? But where are you going?
Back. Open the window for me, will ya?
What are you gonna do, Chardet?
I don't know how, and I might die doing it. But damn it, I'm not gonna take this lion down. I'm gonna take that lion down.
Chardet, you are one badass squirrel.
Thanks, kid.
When I grow up, I'm gonna be a squirrel.